Musical artists are being hurt by a new TikTok licensing snafu. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ediz Ozelkan, lecturer in the Media Studies Department at the University of Colorado Boulder, takes a listen to find out more.
For much of the year, TikTok has been on the defensive. In April, the Biden administration signed a bill into law that would force TikTok to be sold off from its Chinese parent company, or face a ban in the U.S. Meanwhile, Universal Music Group, a major record label, stopped licensing its music to TikTok at the end of January. Artists like Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish could not have their songs used on the platform, affecting millions of TikTok videos and stifling music discovery. Universal claims its artists deserve better compensation and protection from AI-driven harm, while TikTok argues that the platform's role in artist development is unparalleled. In May, the two companies came to an agreement, but the argument tells us a lot about opportunities for artists in the 21st century. Success in music is increasingly dependent on social media. Technology was supposed to democratize the music industry, but my dissertation research demonstrates that there are less music professionals employed in 2022 than there were in 1999. Meanwhile, wage gains have disproportionately favored top earners, far from a democratization of opportunity. TikTok, despite its challenges, remains a beacon for musicians in the digital streaming landscape. However, both TikTok and record labels should prioritize the creators who sustain them. After all, the promise of platforms like TikTok lies in their ability to generate opportunities for artists, and the data shows this has not materialized yet. Pressures like this disagreement between a major music discovery platform and major record label further threaten artists' livelihoods.
That was Ediz Ozelkan of the University of Colorado Boulder. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.